Hey guys, it's Pleasant. I have two super fun, exciting ways for you to go deeper with your practice. Number one, if you go to littleom.com, littleom.com, there is a home practice tab up on the far right. There you will find five practices for you, three inspired by the Ayurvedic elements, one for monthly flows, expansion and contraction, and a daily energy practice just for everyday life. So jump on the website, grab those. It's $27 for the five practices. And we are starting our next session of Thrive Live, our fall session, at the end of September. If you want to join us, click on littleom.com/thrive and come thrive with us. We have office hours, live classes if you're in the DC area, sacred circles once a month, coaching with our community leader, Rita Stevens, who you've heard on the podcast, and myself. And we love to spoil our thrivers. So once you're a thriver, you're always a thriver, and you are always invited back each season. So come and really put yourself first this fall, your self-care, your soul care, learn about Ayurveda and the Thrive Five practices for everyday life. You can find everything at the website, littleom.com, and I can't wait to have you in our community. All right, take care. Let's explore the chakras, the energy centers in our body. So the thing I want to say before we start is that there are a lot of different representations of the energy centers from a few different lineages in Eastern philosophy. So I want you to think of it as an art, not an exact science, because when we're talking about the energy centers, we're talking about, if we're talking about fifth chakra here, we're talking about not, you can't pinpoint one location here. We're talking about the front, the back, and how it radiates out. And we want it to be open so that communication is clear. And we can tell when someone has an open energy center here because the communication is direct and clear. And so that's just an example of what else we can see in the body. The word chakra itself means wheel in the yoga tradition. The chakras represent the seven energy centers of the body, spinning currents that relate to the different elements. I am using some of this language from Let Your Yoga Dance. I really like how clear and direct it is. I've got a bunch of resources here that I'll be using. Some are just copies of chakra teachings that I learned a long time ago, so I'm sorry I can't reference them. Although invisible to the naked eye, the chakras are said to reside within and around the physical body, flowing upward from the base of the spine. So you can't see my whole body here, but from the base of the spine, right at the pelvic floor, all the way to the top of the head. That is where all of the energy, the spinning wheels are happening. And it happens from a downward and then upward motion. So it doesn't come from top down, it comes from downward and then rotates, spirals up. Again, traditionally, this is how it's taught. So let me move this candle. Okay. Again, this is one that has an audio version, and I'm also video for this for you. So you'll hear this on the podcast, but it's also on our Vimeo page if you want a visual to go through when we get to the meditations. Okay, so let's start at the root chakra. Let's start at chakra number one. The center is found at the pelvic floor. This is our connection to the earth. It keeps us grounded, embodied in reality, strong and secure. This is our basic needs. It's at the base of the spine. And it really relates to our connection to earth, alignment, safety, and security. One of the ways that we can really tap into root chakra is by taking our shoes off and placing our feet right into the earth, our bare feet right into the earth. So if someone is working with opening root chakra, that is something they could do. Right here, this is at the base, is also it's also identified in the body as the at the tailbone. Okay, so that's where it is from front to back. You can place your hands in that area and just do a few breaths. And the color for this chakra is red. And the mantra is Lam, Lam, Lam. And the English is I am. So when we're working with this chakra, our hands, we can place our hands at the base of the spine, at the tailbone. We can chant in our mind Lam, Lam, or I am, whichever one you're comfortable with. Moving up, let's go to our sacrum, our second chakra. This is our sacral chakra. The color is orange. It's our lower abdomen, 1 to 2 inches below the navel. So we're starting to rise up here. This chakra relates to water, birth, sensuality, sexuality, and pleasure. This chakra reminds us that we are fluid beings. And so one of the ways to, you can see I'm kind of just moving into my hips. One of the ways to tap into second chakra is through water, through swimming, or through belly dancing, or just through kind of moving through the hips and getting some delicious, kind of juices flowing into the hips, into second chakra. It's our water center, home of the reproductive organs and our desires. When our consciousness moves freely through this area, we access our potential for self-healing and sensual pleasure. When the chakra remains asleep to our consciousness, we might be ruled by our attachments. Just seeing if there's anything else I want to say for this one. Nope, that looks pretty good. In Thrive, in our Thrive class, I will be adding more content. I will be adding this cheat sheet that has what the chakras look like balanced and what they look like not balanced. I'm just taking a picture of that right now, so I remember to do that. What the chakras look like balanced in your everyday life and what it looks like not balanced. So that will be available in Thrive. Okay, so our mantra is Vam, 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 and the English is I have, I have. So you can place your hands on that second chakra and use either of those mantras. Quick side note, there's a wonderful song. There's a bunch of chakra songs. MC Yogi has one. Sharon Gannon has one. They might even do one together. But if you go on iTunes, you can look and find some chakra meditations, and it gets the chants and those sounds, and they're just kind of echoing, and you can really move through. It's a wonderful way to do the embodiment practice for your chakra work, for your energy clearing. Okay, third is our navel chakra, located at the navel. The chakra is associated with digestion, fire, individual power, and purpose. Think of this as your energy powerhouse, and it holds a vast amount of our physical vitality. When consciousness moves freely in the center, we are empowered by the energy of transformation. I also see women who have a really strong third chakra, a really flowing third chakra, are much more likely to be able to make decisions and have strength in decision making. This relates to fire, strength, power, authority, aggression, and resilience. This chakra is crucial when we need a boost of power in our lives. So this, you could think of any strong position that you want to be in. You could do some core work, some breath of fire, some warrior poses, just any way that you can embody your strength. The mantra is Ram, and the English is I do. Ram, 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 or I do, I do, I do. Okay, next, heart chakra. the color for, oh, I forgot to tell you, the color for third chakra is yellow. So it basically goes in a rainbow, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, violet. There's a few different, some of the traditional teachings have eight chakras, some have seven, some have six. So just pay attention to what resonates for you. So our third is yellow and our fourth, our heart center, is green. Okay. At the center of the chest, the heart chakra is said to be the most powerful center, the most powerful center of all, the seat of the soul. Associated with the lungs and the element of air, we can imagine the heart as the meeting ground for the vast spectrum of our human emotional experience. The heart has the capacity to radiate the highest aspects of the human being: compassion, unconditional love, and total faith in the divine. The other side of that is the capacity to radiate our deepest feelings of insecurity, disappointment, loneliness, and despair. Again, I don't want to go too far into here how all the chakras can look balanced and unbalanced in your life. That's really deeper work that I want to do with you. I don't want to just say too lightly. I'd really rather work with people in a more intimate setting on that. I'm just trying to give you the basics today so you can kind of have a deeper sense of information and why this is important to your life and your habits and patterns. Looking for anything else I want to say in this, relates to air, represents the heart of devotion and compassion. Anahata, our heart center chakra, our fourth chakra, is very important physically because it is the separator between the lower chakras, which is our root chakras, and our upper chakras, which is our more connection to universal highest self, soul, spirit, source. And our root is our actual family and our connection to this earth. Again, I've got a bunch of resources for that in Thrive, but if you're not in Thrive, I just want you to know that there is a difference between lower and upper in terms of how they represent, and the heart chakra is the bridge between sort of this earth, this life, and the beyond, the source and the spirit. Okay, our Sanskrit for this is yam. Our sound is yam, 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 and really say it from your belly. Let that vibrate. And I love, I love, I love. Okay, let's go to fifth, which is blue, throat chakra. See if there's anything I want to say about that. I said a little earlier, this chakra is associated with the element of ether. It's the energetic home of speech and hearing. On a spiritual level, the chakra is all about expanding our conversation to the divine. To heal and purify our throat, we work with chanting. So chanting is great to open up this chakra. And like I said earlier, it is also great for doing some nice long strokes on the neck, really with those nice warm healing palms, and just rubbing down is great to get that energy center balanced and in motion so that you can speak clearly for your life from all that strength and power and love that you are radiating from the lower chakras, the lower energy centers. Anything else here? Self-expression, truth, communication, joy, and creativity. Great to sing. Singing is great. Chanting is great to bring out that joy. And I know that's one way that I work with it too. The sound for this chakra is hum, 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 and the English is I speak, I speak, I speak. So again, I'm bringing you these little tidbits. You can take notes and then just have your chant and your English that you can repeat as you are integrating this into your life. Next, we have six, which is third eye. The color is indigo or sometimes blue, that blue purple, which I guess is indigo, but it starts to kind of move towards that purple, which is the royal finale, shall we say. Here, Third eye is usually associated with intuition, divine connection, thought. Intuition, inner light, inner seeing, inner guidance. We tap that, or we can press right into that space when we're in maybe a down dog or in a yoga pose where our head is down in child's pose, pressing our thumbs into our third eye and breathing. Our mantra is Om for third eye and for our seventh, our crown chakra. They're both Om. So you can start to move into your Om's from here. Activating. It's the command center here. It's the meeting point between the energy systems, again, of here and then beyond, connecting to greater consciousness, collective consciousness, divine source, some of these things that are much harder to grasp, or they're not tangible. They're things that I find hard to put into words. I just have my own experience with this type of meditation and with kind of expanding out. You've heard me say before, dropping the front brain frenzy and really moving into expansion around. This is what starts to happen here with a relaxing and a energy centers being opening, is that the energetic field is expanding into connection. If that sounds really weird and you don't understand it, don't worry about it. All you need to know is third eye, Om, the color is that indigo, and the English mantra is I see, I see, I see. Last but not least is purple, my favorite color. Our crown chakra, it relates to thought, wisdom, unity, all being one. And just the best thing to integrate that for your life is meditation, is experiencing joy, mindfulness, connection to your loved ones. These are all things that really keep this energy center open, fluid, and keep those wheels moving. This chakra is what links us to everything that's beyond our individual ego. It's everything that lies beyond intellect and personal needs, preferences, and emotions. And it's the gateway and source point to enlightenment. Again, you've heard me say before, I'm not necessarily doing any of this for enlightenment. I'm not trying to leave this body. I'm not trying to leave this experience. I am using these techniques to be present with my real life and to feel really good and connected and engaged in my life. And I notice when I study this and when I can identify the energy centers that are congested or toxic or trapped or in stagnation, I can use some of these practices to breathe life into these areas, and suddenly I feel lighter and I feel more love pulsate through my body and compassion for others. So that's my story. Our last center, as I said, is Om, and the English is I know, I know, I know. So let's just close out with a meditation that you can experience right now. You can save it for later. You can just take notes and do your own later, but let's just inhale. Imagining and feeling energy traveling from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. Let's just bring it all together now. Our inhale comes all the way up, and exhale, the energy of the breath travels all the way down the base of the spine. And do that 5 times. Inhale all the way up and exhale down. And then do this, just clearing through the centers, just mentally tapping on each area, touching base, touching each energy center in your body, checking in, giving some love, visualize it, spinning, moving, radiating up so that your physical body is whole and strong and empowered for your life. May you be happy, may you be safe, may you be healthy, and may you live with ease.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.